It is a very simple thing for you to understand if you'll relax and look at the original true creation, and forget that which was created by your fellow man, upon the surface of your planet that you now enjoy, and think of the plan and the working of the Father's original creation. It is quite obvious that each part was designed to aid and benefit each other part. Unfortunately, due to the action of the free will that he gave to its parts, there have been some errors, shall I say, made by some of the parts, and they have strayed from the original plan, confusing themselves and confounding the workings of this plan. It is only necessary to realize the truth of this plan to know its workings. It is only necessary that you meditate to have all of these things given to you, or reawakened within you, for all of this knowledge was originally given to all the parts of this creation. It dwells within every living thing, and everything in this creation lives. We of the confederation of planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are living as closely to the plan as we possibly can. We do this because we know it to be the only logical and rational way of living. To divorce yourself from the plan is only to confound the true workings of nature. Your people at present are totally unaware of such a plan. Your scientists ignore it. They are extremely interested in plans of their own. Unfortunately, their plans do not follow the plan of the Creator. Therefore, they waste much of their time and energy, and build devices that have no real valuable purpose. Their purposes are transient, I can assure you. Your scientists should realize that there is a purpose to the creation that far surpasses what they suspect. They should avail themselves to the purpose in meditation. Then they would find that they would begin to understand the plan, and thereby, they would be able to use their knowledge to build 247, chapter 10, complete messages, within the plan, not, as they do now, with no heed at all to the truth, and with plans of their own which have no relationship to truth. Your governments make the same error. They do not work within the plan. They are not aware of the plan. They attempt to make laws, but their laws do not work. They appear to have some value, but very shortly, much strife is generated, and the result is war. They do not understand that the reason for this strife is that they have ignored the natural plan of creation, the natural order of things, and the law of the Creator that devised this. Your leaders should avail themselves in meditation to truth, as we do. We are aware that at this particular time it is impossible for your scientists and your leaders to do such a thing, for they are in the vast depths of slumber, and cannot at this time be awakened, for the most part. There are only a few, many, many too few, who are very lightly slumbering. It will be necessary, therefore, to concern yourself with those whom you contact in any and all walks of life, the ones who are lightly slumbering, the ones who will seek on their own, after they have been made aware of the possibility of seeking. It is our plan to alert as many of these people as possible, so that, when it becomes obvious to your leaders and to your scientists that we are real and we are what they suspect that we might be, there will be a sufficient number of awakened entities on your planet for some form of communication to take place between those who are already awake, and those who are lightly slumbering in the future. For as time passes, those who are in the depths of slumber now will begin to awaken. Those whom you cannot contact at all that now will begin to awaken. It will be a self-generating process, so that large numbers of your people will be given the truth. It is a very, very big task. 248, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. It will be up to you, and those like you, to help us in carrying this out. We have said before that we would very much like to land upon your surface and contact your peoples directly, but we have explained that this is not at all feasible. I am aware of many planets such as this one that have gone through a cycle of awakening. Many planets made this transition with considerable ease, because they were following the plan. Unfortunately, this planet has lagged in the natural scheme of things. This is what you might refer to as a borderline case. There will be those of your people who make the graduation, and those who don't. This is not always the case with all planets. In some instances, all individuals are ready for the graduation that you now approach. In some unfortunate instances, none are ready. In your particular place, it is a combination of both instances. Therefore, do not be dismayed if your ideas are totally rejected by some, For this is to be expected. And this is the major reason that we cannot come among you, for it would be a direct violation of one of the laws of which I earlier spoke. Due to these conditions, it is necessary for those of you who would help us, who are on the surface of your planet, to help us. We request that you meditate. This is all that is necessary. This is all the help that we need, because if you meditate, then you will know what to do. And this is all the help that we need, or all the help that we would desire, for this is also part of the plan. It has been a privilege to be with you this evening. I am Haton. I will leave you in his love and in his light. Adonai. Adonai Vasu. January 7, 1974. I am Haton. I greet you, my friends, in the love and the light of the Infinite Creator. It is a very great privilege to be with you this evening. My brothers and I are here. We have been 249, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, here for many years. And we have given freely to your people that which we had to give, our knowledge of truth. Unfortunately, there has been too little dissemination. Most of your people are unaware of our contacts, and if they are aware of them, they have been misled. They do not understand what we have for them. Your people are somewhat unique. We have visited other planets and made contacts such as this one, and we are listened to, for they recognize truth when they hear it. The people of your planet do not seem to recognize truth as easily as the other peoples of which I just spoke. The peoples of your planet are quite hypnotized by a false illusion created by themselves. At an earlier period in your history, many more of your people would have paid attention to our words, for they were, as you might say, more superstitious at that time. It is only necessary that our words be made available to your people. Those who will recognize them as truth will do so. Those who cannot recognize them as truth will not. It is as simple as that. There is no need to impress this information any further upon your people than simply exposing them to it. This, however, has not been carried on in sufficient quantity. It is for this reason that we are now attempting to impress upon channels such as this one the need for greater dissemination of that information that we have to present to your people. We of the Confederation of Planets are here, and have a job to do. We have been working diligently at this job for many of your years. We are aware of the problems that you face in attempting to make more of the people of your planet aware of our communications, but we assure you that we will aid you in doing this. As time progresses, more and more aid can be given. You will have noticed that, in the past 20 years, attitudes have changed considerably. Things that were very difficult to 250, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, talk about with the general population are now relatively easy to talk about. Their acceptance of our presence is much greater than it was in the past. Your own expeditions into space, however slight, have aided greatly in the acceptance of your general public's attitudes toward possibilities of extraterrestrial contact. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of our Infinite Creator are here to contact you now. We must emphasize this, we are here to do this. This is our purpose. We must, however, make this contact very, very carefully, in a predetermined way. That is what is happening in this room at this instant. There can be no variation from this technique at this time. We have had many experiences in contacting peoples. It has always been found that it must be done with extreme caution. There are grave consequences when an alien society is impressed directly upon another society, especially when the technological separation is as vast as is ours. Your people would not understand at all. They would not accept us for what we are. We could not walk among them and be accepted, and this is what we wish to do, be accepted. For, my friends, we are all exactly the same. We could not speak directly to your people and have them gain benefit from our teachings, for they would feel that they must accept, without question, what we say. This is of no benefit, my friends. You are here, at this time, as we are where we are, primarily, to seek in our own way that which is the path back toward the Creator of us all. An interruption that is too great in this personal seeking is not a very good thing. For this reason, we are unable to contact your people directly. We must provide them, however, with that which they need. and this we are doing to the best of our ability. However, it is of extreme importance that those of you who are available to help us do so. 251, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. You will find that, at first, you may have considerable difficulty in doing this, because, as this instrument has stated, it is a tricky business. You must always remember that the individual must seek. If you provide information, then do it so that it is understandable, simple and in no way forced upon the recipient. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are always with you. We are constantly serving you. It is only necessary that you avail yourself to us and we will be there. In the future, in the very, very near future, you may expect much, much more support from us in a physical way, for time now grows very, very short. Reach out to your brothers in space, as we do to you. I will leave you now. I am Haton. I leave you in the love and in the light of our infinite Creator. Adonai Vasu. I am Oxo. I greet you, my friends, in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. It is a great privilege to be with you. I and my brothers are here. This you have heard, and it is true. We are here, and we will remain here, until the entire program on your Earth is complete. We are here for a special purpose. We are here to serve. Think of this. We are here to serve. This is important. As you now near the end of a master cycle, there will be changes in your physical world. These changes should not be feared. They should be welcomed, for they are signals to you that a new age is dawning. If you understand it and walk among your people unafraid, then you, too, will serve. For they will see in you an inner knowledge, which we will provide you. We will also serve you to the absolute limits of our ability. There are cycles in time, and cycles in space, and all things operate in cycles. Your planet now approaches the end of the great, great cycle of time. This has been a learning time, an evolving time, a time of growing. And many of the people of 252, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, your planet are now ready for a transition to a much more glorious existence. But they will not understand this transition unless they are told. There have been many contacts speaking of this transition, but too few of your people are presently aware of what is shortly to take place. It will be necessary to provide them with the reasons for what they experience. It is only necessary that you avail yourself in meditation for you to be able to understand and therefore serve. This is your call. This is why you are here, where you are. We of the Confederation of Planets are aware of all of the problems which confront you, so we are in contact with you at all times. It is not an easy place to exist, your world. But pay it no attention, for it is not a lasting world. Everything that is happening and will happen is not really of any importance. It will shortly be gone. We speak of a lasting creation, an unchanging but infinite creation. We will at all times serve you. This is our duty. If you will meditate and avail yourself to the truth, you will understand your true position, and you will know your duty. I am Oxo. I will leave you now. I leave you in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. Adonai Vatiborogus. January 12, 1974. I am Haton. I greet you, my friends, in the love and in the light of our infinite Creator. I am with this instrument. It is a great privilege to be with you this evening. I am at this time in a craft high above your house. You could not see me if you looked, for I am much too high. I am aware of your eagerness to meet with us. We will attempt to arrange this at some time in the future. But for now you must be patient, for we cannot at this time greet you openly. We are sorry that this is the situation. It is at this time impossible. But in the relatively near future, we will be glad to 253, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, greet you directly. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are waiting to meet as many of the people of your planet as would wish to meet us. The reaction of the people of your planet is quite varied as to their realization of our presence. Some of them are convinced that we are here now. Some of them do not believe in us at all. That is exactly the condition for which we have strived. It is a condition which will produce a maximum effort on the part of the individual to seek the truth of our existence, or of our non-existence. This seeking will lead him upon other ideas. These ideas have been presented in many forms in your literature in the past many hundreds of years. In his seeking he will, if things are correctly progressing, discover certain truths that have been available throughout all time. He will also, if he is fortunate, come in contact with some of the material that we make available through channels such as this one to the peoples of your planet. This condition of questioning, seeking and thinking about things is precisely the condition that we have attempted to generate by our rather nebulous contact. It is always much more satisfactory if the individual finds out something by his own efforts than it is if he is taught a principle. The mental activity required for the individual to seek out and find the basic truths of the creation allows him time to reflect and examine with his own point of view each one of the propositions offered to him. This results in an understanding of the propositions that surpasses any understanding that he could achieve if these propositions were made to him in a relatively short period of time. This, of course, would have been necessary if we had landed upon your surface and directly communicated with the people of your planet. The ways of the Confederation in establishing contact with a planet that has no knowledge of their presence, or the Galactic Confederation, or any of our peoples, is now quite 254, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, Standardized. For this reason, we have chosen to limit our contacts severely. There is, however, only a certain amount of time available to make and establish a contact which will disseminate to as many of your people as possible the truth of this infinite creation, and the true workings of man in it. We will, therefore, be much more in evidence in your skies in the very near future. As I have stated earlier, many, many more of your people are ready for the truth that we bring than were ready a few years ago. We therefore increase our activity in hopes that it will increase the seeking of individuals in an attempt to understand us. We must emphasize that this understanding can come only through an effort put forth by the individual to do so. Without this, there will be very little progress in his development of understanding. I hope that I have been of some service in helping each of you to understand our purpose and motives with respect to our relatively unusual form of contacting the people of your planet. It has been a great privilege to give you these thoughts, and we are in hopes that it will aid you in understanding the importance of your own seeking, for this, my friends, is a great truth, that it is necessary to seek in order to find. It is necessary to seek, my friends, in order to grow. Do not be neglectful of your personal seeking. It is the most important thing that you do. I hope that I have been of service. I will leave you now, and will allow this instrument to be used for contact by one of my brothers. I am Haton. Adonai Vasu. Pause. I am Latui. I am with this instrument. I greet you, my friends, in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. It is a very great privilege to be with you, my friends, for I have not been with you before. I have been with this instrument before, but 255, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, not with you, in the sense that I have not spoken with you. We of course cannot be separated in our totality. I am Latui. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are always privileged to speak with the people of your planet. We are sorry that we have to use this method, but the reason for this method has been adequately explained by my brother. I will, therefore, continue using this instrument to give you certain thoughts, which I truly hope will help you in your seeking. This planet, my friends, is a ball in space. It is a ball of light. But it does not appear to you as what it really is. The reason, my friends, that it is a ball of light is that all things in the entire creation are comprised of nothing but light. This is the basic building block of all of the material creation. When we greet you in His love and His light, we greet you in the only existing ingredients of the creation, love, the formative force, and light, the building block. I am aware that it is difficult for you to conceive of light as matter, but this, my friends, is the actual situation. Light is one of the two things that we always mention at the beginning of a contact. There is a good reason for this. There is a good reason for us to greet you in His love and His light. The reason is that this encompasses everything. And that is what we wish to do, include within this greeting everything and everyone in the creation. For, as we have told you, it is true that all of these parts are one single thing. Imagine, if you can, an infinitely large sphere of pure light. Impressed upon this is absolute love. Out of this, then, condenses the unimaginably vast number of created parts, each of these parts connected by this original force, the love of our infinite Creator. Each of us, my friends, and everything else is made up of this single fabric, light. 256, Chapter 10, Complete Messages. It is only necessary to learn the truth of what I say in its totality to be able to return to that place and stature that was designed for you by the Creator. Light, my friends, is the substance of which you are made. Light is the substance of which I am made. Light is the substance of which everything is made. Love is the substance which forms light into the forms that you know as living beings, as planets, as trees, as stars, as air. It is all one substance. This substance, my friends, can be affected only by love. Love, my friends, is not what you think it is. The word in your language has a meaning that has various interpretations. But it is none of these things. We use the word when we speak to you, because it is as close as we can come to the concept, using your language. Love, my friends, is that force which does all of the things that are done in the entire creation. All of the things, my friends, even those that you would interpret as being without love. If it were not for that love, my friends, then the freedom of choice to do these things would not exist. It is only necessary that the individual realize the truth of what I am saying in order to be able to do those things that he was originally intended to be able to do by the Creator of us all. The things that he was intended to be able to do are quite surprising. They extend so far beyond your present limitations that I could not possibly convey to you the scope and magnitude of these abilities. However, it is possible, let me assure you, through proper methods of advancing your understanding with respect to its present limitations, to regain what is rightfully yours. The knowledge that you have buried within you. The knowledge of the use of our Creator's light through love. It is very, very important, my friends, that you seek an understanding of love. Do not be satisfied with your first 257, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, interpretation of this concept, for it is much, much broader in scope than you might imagine. It covers everything that there is. I am going to instruct the people of your planet in the use of love. This will be done in an unusual way, but please bear with me. We have found that it is necessary to do things in unusual ways, as far as you are concerned. It is necessary to teach to you a way of thinking that is not common to the people of your planet, if you are rapidly to gain understanding of the concepts that are of utmost importance in your present progression. There are three ways to achieve a knowledge of love. The first way is to relax, and let your mind become at rest. This is the method of meditation. If this is done on a daily basis, then it is not possible to shut out the love that is ever present. You will become aware of the true creation and its meaning. The second way is to go forth among the people of your planet and serve them. They will return to you love, and you will absorb this love and store it within your being. I must at this time caution that this service to your people must be done in such a way that it is a service that they wish. Do not make a mistake, as so many of your people have done, in trying to impress an unwanted or unsolicited service upon your neighbor. To go forth and to serve your fellow man at this time upon your planet requires much care and planning, for it is at this time rather difficult to accomplish. For interpretations of service vary greatly, and it is necessary that you understand what service is in order for you to be effective. This can only be done by following the first step, or plan, which is meditation. The third technique is to give all that you have to your fellow man. If this is done, then you will not be encumbered by material possessions. You will no longer give part of your love to material possessions. Giving love to material possessions is 258, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, an extreme waste of your abilities. This is a mistake that is made by most of the people of this planet. It is necessary, if one is to attempt this method of gaining love, to divorce oneself from the desire for material things. Each one of these three avenues may be used. Each one will produce results. At present, it is very difficult to work and live within a society such as yours and to follow each of these programs for knowing love. It is therefore suggested by those of us of the Confederation of Planets in his service that you employ the first method. Meditation, my friends, will allow you to decide to what extent you may employ the other two methods. For it is sometimes impractical to attempt to follow these two suggestions literally, in that those whom you attempt to serve will not understand. It is, however, recommended that you keep each of these methods in mind, for they are all important. Much of the strife that has occurred upon your planet in its history is due to the attachment of the people of this planet to material possessions. They have a false concept, which is the concept of ownership of possessions. Everything is made of light. All of these possessions, everything that exists, is the property of our Creator. He provided ample materials for all people in all space. It is not necessary to covet any of these materials, for all of them are part of you. At present, there is much strife upon your planet. There is much coveting of properties, but this is of no avail to those who covet these properties, for even though they may acquire these properties, as they think, their apparent possession is very, very short-lived. I am Latui. I hope that I have been of service. Adonai Vasu. Pause. I am Oxl. I am with this instrument. I greet you, my friends, in the love and in the light of our infinite Creator. It is a 259, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, privileged to speak with you, my friends. I am at present in a craft which is very high in your sky. It is several hundred of your miles high. I am, as you say, one of those who dwells within a flying saucer. I am trying to impress upon you this fact for a definite reason, so please bear with me. I, Oxl, of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator, have for many of your years lived in a craft that orbits your planet. This has been my service and my duty. I am attempting to give to the people of your planet something that they need more than any other thing. I am attempting to give them love. This is not an easy thing to do on your planet. What do you think would be the reaction if I met, on the street, a group of your people and told them this? I am afraid that it would be not at all effective. To give your people love is quite a problem. All of us in the Confederation are attempting to do this. Your people just do not seem to want our love. Oh, yes, some people are accepting us, but the vast majority is not interested in accepting our love. They are interested in us, but not in our love. What can we do to remedy this situation? What can we do to arouse within the people of your planet a desire to receive our love? Why is it necessary to bring to your people this love? My friends, it has just been explained to you, this is what you need. This is the only thing that you need. The Creator has amply provided everything for you. We are just simply trying to redistribute the love that He originally planned for you, and that many of your people have rejected. It is a long and difficult task, but we will be successful, for we will not tolerate a lack of diligence for ourselves. We will continue to bring to you the Creator's love. When you are fully able to accept this, then and only then can we land and contact the people of this planet in general. It is a very simple thing, and could have been accomplished in a few minutes. 260, Chapter 10, Complete Messages, Time, if your people would simply accept this love. However, as you know, this is extremely improbable. We must accelerate our program of bringing this to the people of this planet. There will be a greater attempt in the future to arouse those who would wish to know of our purpose. So please bear with us, as we continue in our efforts to bring to you the only gift that is possible, for there is nothing else of value to give. I am Oxl. I am going to leave you at this time. I leave you in the love and in the light of our infinite Creator. Adonai Vasu. January 15, 1974. I am Hatton. I am with this instrument. I greet you, my friends, in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. It is again a great privilege to be with you. I and my brothers are here. I have said this to you before. This is truth. We are here. We are here to serve you. We will be here to serve you. We have been here to serve you. We are here to serve all of the people who wish our service. We cannot presume that our service is of value to all people in all places. Therefore, we can only offer what we have. You must accept or reject. Sometimes, you wonder why we give you what you might consider to be relatively elementary material, or material that is repeated. We do this because this is what is needed. In actuality, this is all that is needed.